evening, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? That's always a good answer. Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. This net is connected weekly on a frequency of 146.835 megahertz. The 2-meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club. Repeater is located in Pearl River, New York, serves northern New Jersey, southeastern New York State, and southwestern Connecticut, on the lower Hudson Valley. All stations are welcome to participate. This net is a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, the arts and sciences that support our wonderful hobby and service. It's also an opportunity to talk about what we do and what we have in the way of for sale, for swap, or wanted items. So feel free to register your presence on any of those notes. Furthermore, please plan to let us know if you're here, even if you don't have something specific to contribute, so that we can kind of tailor the net to your needs. We don't know you're there. It may be over your head. It might be too juvenile. Could be both, depending on the topic. So, you know, let's all work together and check in and give us a clue as to what's going on. Alrighty, so with no further... Oh, one other thing. We do have an echo link. It is KD2BKD-Lima. And you are welcome to log in through there. We will do a separate check-in for echo link, so don't panic. So call signs that begin with the letter Alpha. Please call K2BAR. Alrighty, let's go for stations whose call signs begin with the letter Kilo.
W2TTT. This is KD2BKD. No traffic this evening.
Okie dokie. Hello, Bob. Alright, any other Kilos?
Kilo 2 Lima Alpha X-ray, no traffic.
Very good. That's excellent. Any other Kilos? Okay, let's move this along to the Novembers.
November Golf 2 Bravo, Kevin.
November Golf 2 Bravo, Kevin. Very nice. Kevin, where are you located?
The name is Steve. I'm located in Ulster County, New York, the south central part of the Castle Park.
Okay, very good, Steve. I'm sorry somehow I got Kevin out of that. Your initial check-in? Well, very nice, Ulster County. Yeah, we actually, in spots, do very well to the north. We really do. Alrighty. Any other Novembers? Okie dokie. And last but not least, how about those Whiskeys?
Whiskey up to India Sierra Echo, Bob, and I've got a comment.
Very good. Bob, you'll go first in a second, I think. Any other Whiskeys? Okay, I do want to check one other thing here. Are there any stations, Steve, I want to ask you, what are your intentions for the net? Do you have a topic or a question you'd like to hear discussed?
No, just checking in. Hello.
Okay, no problem. Okay, Echo Link. Anybody on Echo Link? Alrighty, that works. Okay, let's see, just one last call. Anybody have any other topics or want to check in?
Net Control, this is Alpha Lima Zero Yankee, checking in.
Hello, Mr. Ali, and you probably want to talk about APRS stuff, is that what I heard? At least you're going to tell us what you've been sniffing through?
Well, I'm still trying to understand the protocol or the passes, I should say, the white 1-1 and the white 2-2, and how they get replaced when the back of the DGB is until it actually, like, consumes all the hops that it can go through. Also trying to understand how the eye gates get the message from, well, I understand the receive eye gates. I'm still, like, looking at the transmit eye gates when it gets the messages from the internet and broadcasts that on RF. And how it actually choose which messages or which packets to broadcast, like, let me drop first.
Well, let's get Bob's comment in first, because I did promise him first. But I get the depth of your topic, and so let me let you take a break and get your thoughts collected, and that'll work, okay?
Affirmative, no problem.
Okay, so WA2ISC, Mr. Bob, your comment.
Okay, K2BIR, WA2ISC. Oh, I got myself an antenna analyzer.
Okay, Bob, you dropped out with the after antenna analyzer.
Oh, okay, yeah. I got myself one of those antenna analyzers, and now I've been playing with antennas, as you would expect, and found that everybody's favorite antenna, the J-pole, is not so great compared to, say, a folded dipole. A folded dipole fed with, a TV balun is a lot more bandwidth than a J-pole has. Over.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Sure, and have you put up a new one?
Well, I've been making up a bunch of twin lead folded dipoles with variations on how I wound. I actually hand wound a few balun coils to make the 4-to-1 balun function happen. I haven't put up any, but these are more like temporary or travel-type antennas. Over.
It's a good idea. Okay. Very good. So, what are the variants that you've built?
Okay, I have one where I use a TV balun, like the one that went from 75 to 300 ohms, but it's a 4-to-1 function, so it's about 75 is 50 ohm to about 200, which seems to match a twin lead folded dipole pretty well. I'm getting SWRs at resonance of about 1.1 or even better than that. Another variation is where I hand wound two separate coils. Basically, it's a length of Ethernet twisted pair that I formed into a coil. I'm going to let drop. And the idea being is that the outside coil prevents, RF current traveling on the wire into the feed line, whereas both wires are part of the coil, like a bifiller wound. The RF signal travels down it unimpeded, and that feeds two of these things feed the ends of the folded dipole. I'm not sure of how clear I am. Over.
You're Q5.
Okay. Yeah. As far as my explanation, my signal strength may be good, but my explanation may be only an S1 or so, if you know what I mean.
That's fine. So I do have a question. On the folded dipole, for those people who don't know, you're out of the output of the balun, you're taking a lead going, if you will, a lead going east and a lead going west. How long are those double pieces of the line? And is the second conductor shorted at the ends and then split in the middle?
That's pretty much it. The length of the dipole, or the twin lead, I'm using 300 ohm TV twin lead to make the folded dipole. It's about 97 centimeters long. One side is notched in the middle, and that's where the leads to the balun attach to. And the other side is just keeps on going. And then I have either the TV balun or a hand wound a bunch of Ethernet twisted pair taken from an Ethernet cable. That happens to be 100 ohms, which happens to be nicely twice 50 ohms and half of 200. And made a coil out of that, about six or so turns, about a quarter inch in diameter and about maybe a little less than an inch long. Seems to be more than enough. I've got diagrams and whatnot on my website at wa2isc.com, and then look for the ham radio page near the bottom. Over.
Okay, very good. For those who don't know, you basically are using a normal 468 over frequency kind of length calculation, but in point of fact, there's twice as much wire in your folded dipole, and it really is a folded loop, is really what it is, right?
Yes, folded loop, and this is the ordinary 300 ohm twin lead that if you can still find that stuff anymore. What I was using is stuff I've had laying around. Over.
Yeah, my son actually, my youngest son, had to make some roll-up J-poles for an Eagle project for the Red Cross, and we actually had some trouble finding some, but if you remember, you and I think WJC and a few other people were generous to go find some spare stock in your junk boxes, and that allowed him to build what he needed to build. That was kind of cool. So, very good. So, two things come to mind. One is, by virtue of the fact you have a folded dipole, a full loop, it is going to be less noise-prone than a normal antenna, because theoretically you have one side grounded, at least you could. Which brings you to the second question about the transformer. The transformer might inhibit that ground, but more importantly, what's the power capability of those little TV balance? And is that why you decided to go build your Cat5 balance instead?
W2TTT, K2VAR, WA2IC, I'm not sure what the upper limit of the TV balance are. I figure it can't be more than about 10 watts. At least I haven't been able to fry one with 10 watts. I decided like to go with the using the Ethernet cable with no ferrite involved. I figured that, well, okay, it's an air core, so I'm not going to have any ferrite to saturate. I think you asked something else. Over.
Yeah, is that why you decided to, you know, the issues with the TV transformer and, you know, the 75 ohm to 300 ohm transformer. Is that why you decided to build a balun out of your Cat5 cable?
Yeah. I was wondering, like, if I could do it without the maybe push 50 watts through such a coil. Though I imagine I'm probably limited by how much voltage the pair in the Ethernet cable can take. Online, I think that Ethernet can take about maybe 50 volts across it at most, so I think that would probably limit me. I don't think I could get 50 watts out of that. Over.
Probably not. Now, maybe if it was Teflon, but probably not normal stuff, no. Alrighty, very good. Anybody have any questions for Bob? Okay, Bob, any more?
Oh, I think that's it for now. Yes. Also, as I mentioned, where you can see pictures of this on my ham radio website, wa2ic.com, and then look for the ham radio page near the bottom of the main page.
Okey-doke. We'll do that. Well, thank you very much. That was an interesting topic. Okay. Before we move to Ollie, I just want to see if there's any check-ins we can stack behind him. Anybody else wish to check in to the Bergen Amateur Radio Association technical net, please call K2BAR.
NJ2BS, repeat.
All right, nothing heard. So our next topic comes from Ali, AL0Y, and it's going to tell us about APRS and maybe a little bit about the routing protocol, although he's still studying it.
Brian Gordon, thanks again. This is AL0Y. Alright, what I was reading about the past thing, you mainly, when you peek in your packet, and it doesn't always have to be your location, it can be just a message to another station that's listening to the APRS frequency. You usually have a path that you would choose, and there are known aliases for passes like WISE-1-1 or WISE-2-2, and that pretty much defines how many hops you want to go through when you digibit. Is it up? So mainly, for example, if you're using VAS WISE-2-2, the first digibiter is going to replace the WISE-2-2 to be WISE-2-1, and put its call sign as a hub that the packet actually went through, and then the next digibiter will be actually 2-0, and that will be the last hub that this packet is going through before reaching its destination. You can go through 1, 2, or 3 hubs, and remember that when your packet is heard by each time as digibiter, it can go through like from your radio to 1 digibiter, but that digibiter can be heard by like 5, 7 or even more digibiters, and each one of them is actually digibiting again based on how crowded the area is. But you pretty much can end up in 30 minutes by being heard by over 50 or even more stations. So that's what I could get out of the passes thing, and then I looked at the iGates, the receive-only iGates, which pretty much just gets the packets into the internet. That's understandable for me. The other part that I'm still getting some hard time trying to understand is actually the other way around, which gets the information from the internet and broadcasts into RF. My problem is actually how does the iGate choose which packets to broadcast? Because if I'm understanding correctly, it's going to broadcast every single APRS packet that's on the internet. That transmission is never going to end. So how it chooses which one to broadcast or not, that I'm still trying to understand based on passes or some other protocol, that I'm not there yet. But that's what I'm kind of trying to understand and what I'm been studying for the past couple of days. Back to net, AL0Y.
Well, very good. Well, you imagine how we all are at some level. I'm trying to understand how they do the golden packet, where they go with 13 hops or 14 hops all the way up and down the Appalachian Trail every year. I'm trying to understand how that works, given this protocol. Do you happen to know?
Well, as far as I understood, and I may be wrong, you pretty much, if you're being heard by 13 distributors, that's understandable, but going through 13 hops, I guess, that's a lot of hops actually to go through. There is kind of like, lifetime for the packet, for how long it takes before it actually expires, unless you actually set that to be very high lifetime. I'm assuming that also has to do with how many hops, but my understanding is the maximum is WISE-1-1 or WISE-2-2, and that would get you through 3 hops. I'm not sure how to actually do more than that, but I'll be looking into that when I'm still reading, and if I get anything, I'll let you know.
Oh, that's excellent. Gives us something to think about and something to look forward to. Anybody have any thoughts on this APRS business? Okay, I just want to point out that this whole initiative started with W2SE Bruce, and he pointed out that the Northern Valley and the Pascack Valley had very few, you know, active digipeters, and so people would run into this part of, or not digipeters, but the APRS gateways, or iGates, and as a consequence, you'd ID, and it never registered on the internet. So DC ran across this thing where you take a Raspberry Pi 3 and a DBBT SDR radio, plug them together, load up some software that's pre-built, put an antenna on it, and attach it to the internet at home, and basically whatever it hears, it'll pump into APRS.FoxIndia, which is in Finland, hence Fox India. And you can actually watch, you know, the spots come from all over the world, not just for the amateur radio service, but other services. In fact, you can filter them out, too. All righty. Anybody else want to say something on this topic? Okay. Mr. Ali?
Well, Gordon, that's pretty much it for now for me. And maybe once I get like a full grasp of that, I might put an iGate at my QTH. That would be easy, seeing what the November 3 uniform XA Kilo had during the marathon. I believe that's a very easy club to replicate. And also, I may use my Cantronics TCP CNC as a digipeter. I usually have it on a different frequency, actually, listening for the BBS. But I have it set up as a digipeter when I need to use it, especially I don't have a good coverage for APRS at my QTH. So, having an iGate there, I receive only iGate. It's something that I would like to contribute to the APRS community here. So, we'll see that, how that goes, but other than that, that's it for me. Back to that, AL0Y.
Hey, very good, Ali. That's just an excellent report. I was talking with Rachel, AJ4WD, this morning, no, last night, on my way home from Middletown, where my office is. She ran the runner dropout SouthNet, and boy, was she a happy camper having full knowledge of the sweep bus, because you run that particular sweep bus, everybody's calling you, where's sweep bus, where's sweep bus, where's sweep bus. So it's really kind of nice to square that away. Alrighty. On another note, I've got FT8 working on my Flex 6600 with a laptop. Pretty well. Haven't really worked anybody of note, but I have logged a few contacts, to say the least. But we're getting there, and that'll be my next task probably before I call it a day. And then let's see what else. Mark report, N2MH reports that he has two nodes on, or one node with separate antennas on 2.4 gig in his mobile on channel minus 2 and 500 kilohertz of bandwidth. That should be pretty exciting, especially next time I run into him. All right, any last check-ins or ideas for discussion?
WA2IC, another quick comment.
Absolutely, Bob. Go right ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to mention that now that the election is over, all the campaign signs that sprouted up like weeds all around the place, like I've been now harvesting a bunch of these things. The plastic is like polypropylene, I believe, and it turns out to be pretty good stuff for RF work, for making your own ladder line or things like that. So I just want to mention that if you see a few, you just steal them and cut them up for various antenna projects. Over.
It's a great idea. They do rust, but they work great. Sure, why not? That's an excellent idea. Alrighty, anybody else? Alrighty, well, just be aware that some of the Microtech router boards are in the process of being supported by Arden. and they have a couple of interesting things. They have a WAN port, 3 physical LAN ports, a 2 gig mesh node, and a 5 gig, which is MIMO, and a 5 gig one as well. So if you want something to compress your kit size by, that might be something to consider. That's what I'm thinking about, Ali. Except I would probably want to use the 2.4 side as an access point rather than as a mesh node, but we'll see. We will see. Alrighty. Anything else from anybody? Okay, happy people. Well then, I will say 73. I will be at Fairlawn tomorrow night with my Mesh Go kit, and I'm not so sure what else. I might bring my APRS iGate parts, and maybe we'll assemble that too, just for hoo-has. So look forward to working everybody soon, and have a blessed evening. This is K2BAR, W2DTNT.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHS repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHS repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
AJ2G Mobile.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. 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 NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
KC2ZMA. KC2 WTU-ZMA listening mobile.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Connected M6MWD.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
M6MWD disconnected.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2BS repeater. This is Simplesis repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF, repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
And the 2K.
NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.